is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 31st of July, 2009. London, 1703, Daniel Defoe was put in the pillory for libel on this day. He was writing political pamphlets, and he wrote one called The Shortest Way with the Dissenters, written satirically from the point of view of the High Anglican Church, suggesting that they exterminate dissenters. But the High Church and also the dissenters thought it was serious, and then they were even angrier when they realized that it was all a joke. So on this day, he put his head in the pillory, and the crowd was supposed to throw eggs and rocks at him. But copies of his poem had circulated around London, and the crowd was on his side, so they threw flowers instead. It was not until much later, when he was 60, that Daniel Defoe started writing fiction, and he wrote Robinson Crusoe. And it's the birthday of J.K. Rowling, born Joanne Rowling in Yate, England, 1965, grew up in the countryside. Her life seemed to be falling apart 7 years after she'd graduated from college. Her marriage was over. She had no job. She was a single parent. She was as poor as it was possible to be in modern Britain. But she found that liberating, she said, because my greatest fear had been realized and I was still alive, and I still had a daughter whom I adored, and I had an old typewriter and a big idea, and so rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. The big idea was the idea of Harry Potter, which she got on a cross-country train trip. She had no pen or paper, so she said, I just had to think it. She came home and she started writing it. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone started out with a print run of 1,000 copies. The last book in the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, had a first print run of 12 million copies, the largest first printing for any book in history. Altogether, the Harry Potter series has sold more than 400 million copies. J.K. Rowling said, I would like to think that readers enjoy my stories because they are simply good stories. Here's a poem for today by Robert Hass concerning the afterlife. The Indians of Central California had only the dimmest notions. It is morning because the sun has risen. I wake slowly in the early heat, pick berries from the thorny vines. They're deep red, sugar heavy, fuzzed with dust. The eucalyptus casts a feathered shadow on the house, which gradually withdraws. After breakfast, you will swim, and I am going to read that hard man Thomas Hobbes on the causes of the English Civil Wars. There are no women in his world, Hobbes, brothers fighting brothers over goods. I see you in the later afternoon, your hair dry yellow, plated from the waves, a faint salt sheen across your belly and along your arms. The kids bring from the sea intricate calcium gifts, black turbans, angular green whelks, the world opalescent unicorn. We may or may not feel some irritation at the dinner hour. The first stars and after dark, Vega hangs in the lyre, the dipper tilts above the hill. Traveling in Europe, Hobbes was haunted by motion. Sailing or riding, he was suddenly aware that all things move. We will lie down, finally, in our heaviness and touch and drift toward morning. A poem of Robert Hass concerning the afterlife. The Indians of Central California had only the dimmest notions, from his collection Field Guide, published by Yale University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.